Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro called for stronger safeguards on artificial intelligence in schools during a roundtable discussion in Westchester. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Sluchansky has more.
The conversation comes as schools in Pennsylvania are responding to incidents in which students used AI to create explicit images of classmates. Audrey Greenberg, the parent of one victim in Radnor Township, said she was disappointed by the district's response.
What we saw was that the institutions, including the police and primarily the school, did not know how to respond to this. We were re-victimized by the response by the school.
Shapiro says schools need to do more to address the issue.
I think one of my takeaways from this is our Pennsylvania Department of Education has to get far more aggressive with school districts to build up not just a curriculum for students, but really for parents.
Students at the discussion also said many of their peers don't fully understand the risks of AI. Earlier this week, the state Senate passed a bill blocking AI chatbots used by children and teens, and it will now go to the House of Representatives. Carmen Russell-Sluchansky, WHYY News.
Philadelphia's Chinatown Stitch Project has a new lease on life thanks to a $10 million infusion from the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission. The plan to build a park over part of the Vine Street Expressway has been in doubt since the Trump administration rescinded a grant last year. The new award allows engineering design to continue while officials lobby for restoration of the funding. Christopher Puchalski is a director in Philadelphia's transportation office.
There was $3.3 billion rescinded, not just from the Chinatown project, but from projects in both red and blue states across the country. And we've been working with those other localities to try to ensure that there is some funding for these types of projects in the new transportation bill.
The new funding will allow work to continue through 2029, at which point the city hopes to begin building the park.